primary programs and state conference and all the talks I've given, but every time my heart starts beating, my hands are shaking, so I'll try and pull it together for you guys. I'm the guy that Brother Chapman just announced. I'm Jacob Scott. Like he said, I'm leaving on my mission. Tuesday morning, I'm going to the Chile Santiago South Mission. I'll be speaking Spanish. I'm going to Mexico City, MTC. I feel like I've said that a billion times the past few months, but now you all know. Holy cow, time has moved so fast. I remember back in 2005, sitting around the kitchen table with my mom, the very first day we moved into our house, back when my mom forced me to write in my journal. Friday night, as I was writing this talk, I pulled out my old journal, and I was reading this entry, and I thought it was pretty funny, so I'll share it with you. I moved to Missouri, frowny face. It's so dark you can't see a thing. My teacher name is Miss Craig. I caught 3 box turtles. I love box turtles. I have a new friend named Maverick. So what my talk is about today is, I guess, that transition, how I've gone from a little 7-year-old in my house that was depressed about how my house was dark and how I only had turtles and Maverick to make me happy, to how I'm up as a decretion holder and I leave on a mission in 45 hours. More specifically about that transition, I was asked to speak about how the Aaronic priesthood has prepared me for the Melchizedek priesthood. I assume most of you know what priesthood is, but to be defined, priesthood is the power and authority of God given to man. In order to hold this power, we have to do everything we can to be like Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ. And because I had the special blessing and opportunity to hold the Aaronic priesthood, I think most Aaronic priesthood holders have had the experience. Well, I've been able to draw closer to Christ by acting in His and Heavenly Father's name. Also, through the Aaronic priesthood, because I've been able to become more like Christ, I've developed certain character attributes or Christ-like attributes that I wouldn't have been able to have without this experience, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. The first one being hope. And I have right here, when I preach my gospel, my favorite book. I'm going to share the definition straight out of Preach My Gospel. Hope is an abiding trust the Lord will fulfill His promises to you. It is manifest in confidence, optimism, enthusiasm, and patient perseverance. It is believing and expecting that something will occur. When you have hope, you will work through trials and difficulties with the confidence and assurance that all things will work together for your good. Like I just mentioned, in life we have lots of challenges, and I know especially as members of this church, we have lots of special challenges in this area with people not being the nicest towards us. We have to make a lot of commitments that are for our own good, and a lot of times it's hard to see the benefits of these covenants that we make in the now, but I know they're important. On the way home from Oregon, my mom and I were in the car, and we listen to a talk from Jeffrey R. Holland. It's super old, but it's really good, and I recommend you all listen to it. It's called Cast Not Away, Therefore Thy Confidence. The whole talk overall was good, but this one little piece that he said kind of hit me. The reminder is that we cannot sign on for a battle with such eternal significance and everlasting consequence without knowing what will be a fight. A good fight and a winning fight, but a fight nonetheless. Like I just said, in this gospel, we make a ton of commitments, and we have a lot of times where we're tempted to make a bad decision or do something that we shouldn't do, but we have to have this hope that Heavenly Father is going to fulfill His end of the covenants, and if we are faithful to Him, He'll be faithful to us and bless us in our lives. A scripture that I thought was applicable to the hope Christ-like attribute is Proverbs 3:5. Now, all the seminary kids should know what I'm about to say, because this is scripture mastery. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lead not into thine own understanding. In all ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. That scripture is really important to me, because a lot of the times I try and trust in myself and think that I can do hard things and I'm self-sufficient. Then I realize that life is tough and I need to trust in the Lord over myself. In the Aaronic priesthood, ages 12 to 18 are a really like hard time in everybody's life, and I've gone through lots of challenges, so it's important when I'm in these challenges to have hope. The next Christ-like attribute that I'm going to talk about is charity and love, and both of these are defined in the scriptures. One in Matthew 22:36-39, and the other in Moroni 7. The first one, love, is the one in Matthew. It says, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love thy Lord thy God with all thine heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Second one, charity, is defined in Moroni 7:47. But charity is the pure love of Christ, and endureth forever, and whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with him. I think in this church, all of us have had tons of opportunities to do service. I know with the Aaronic priesthood, we set up the sacrament. Sometimes for scouts, we do service projects. I know Relief Society does things, elders form those things. I don't think there's a church organization out there that doesn't do some active service in their special way. And I think when you do acts of service, seeing the other person be happy and knowing that you changed their lives and made an impact on them makes it all worth it. And it's not just seeing them happy that makes it worth it. It's also knowing that when you're in the service of your fellow beings, you're only in the service of your God. So not just the person is happy with you, but I know Heavenly Father and Jesus are looking down and they smile upon you when you do acts of service. Writing this part of my talk, I kept on thinking about my favorite primary song, Love One Another as Jesus Loves You. Try to show kindness in all that you do. Be gentle and loving, and deed and in thought, for these are the things Jesus taught. Charity and love is also a huge part of this church, not just the Aaronic priesthood, because we have to do both. A lot of the times we're asked to do acts of service to others that might not be the most convenient for us, but like I said, it's important because it can change the lives of other people and it makes our Heavenly Father happy. Another Christ-like attribute that I've developed through the Aaronic priesthood is humility. Humility is defined as the willingness to submit to the will of the Lord and to give the Lord honor for what is accomplished. I know personally I struggle a lot with this one. Oftentimes I attribute successes in my life towards myself. Like, if I get a good grade on a test, I think, well, I stayed up late for that test and I got a good grade because I worked for it. Or I have this job in student council because I ran in the election and my friends kind of like me, so they voted for me. And then I realize, like, I start tracing back each individual thing. Like, I'm here at this school because my dad has a good job here. I was able to get this good grade on this test because I have a mom that will stay up late with me and quiz me on the questions. I'm so sorry. I have this job in student council because I have lots of friends that Heavenly Father has blessed me with. During Thanksgiving, my family has this tradition where we stand around the table with all the friends and people that we invite, and we each go around and say something that we're thankful for. A lot of the times it ends up being food, but sometimes it's family or house, and I think it's important to do that with everything in our lives once in every while to see where all those blessings come from. 1 Peter 5:6-7 says, Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth in you. Heavenly Father and Jesus, they've given us everything, so it only makes sense that everything we're able to accomplish is because of them. So it's only right that we give our thanks towards them and be humble. Finally, through the Aaronic priesthood, I was able to learn diligence. In Preach My Gospel, there's also a definition of diligence. I'll go ahead and share that with you. Diligence is steady, consistent, earnest, and energetic effort in doing the Lord's work. What is the Lord's work? Like service, in charity, all of us have our own Lord's work. Like, for example, I set up the sacrament this morning. Some of you may have given people rides to church. Some of the moms may have helped little kids put on their Sunday clothes. Everybody has probably done the Lord's work today. I think, personally, the Lord's work is anything that will bring anyone else closer to Christ and make anybody else feel loved. DNC 58:27-9 says, again, this is scripture mastery, so some kids should know this one. Verily I say, men should be anxiously engaged in a good cause, and do many things of their own free will that bring to pass much righteousness. For the power is in them, or in their agents unto themselves, and inasmuch as men do good, they shall in no wise lose their reward. But he that doeth not anything until he is commanded, and receiveth the command with doubtful heart, and keepeth with slothfulness, the same is damned. I don't think damnation is something anyone wants. And I know I struggle a lot with this one, just like all the other ones. And a lot of the times, our leaders have to ask us, hey, have you done your home teaching? Hey, have you gone and visited this person? Hey, can you serve in this calling? Hey, can you give this talk? And we have these feelings. We might do it anyways, but we have these feelings in our heart. Like, oh, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do that. That would be hard. But like the scripture says, it's having diligence is a Christ-like attribute. And with all the hard things we do, we need to do them earnestly, consistently, and energetically, because a lot of the times they are the Lord's work. Through the Aaronic priesthood and just life in general, since I opened my mission call, time has moved really fast. And one thing I've learned is every second you're not using, you won't get back. So we have to make sure you use your time wisely. In conclusion, I'd like to bear my testimony. I know that families can be together forever. I know that the Book of Mormon is a true book, and that it was restored and brought to us through the prophet Joseph Smith. I know that Thomas S. Monson is a true prophet on earth today, and that he receives revelation to guide the church. I know that temple covenants are very, very important to me. I recently had an experience to receive my own endowment, and through these trips we've gone on, I've been able to watch lots of different ceilings and weddings, and I know that's the path I want to take on my life, and those things are very important to me. I also know that it's important to cherish the blessings we have, because the Lord has given us everything, so we need to make sure we're thankful towards Him. And finally, I know that through Jesus Christ, we can receive forgiveness from our sins, and we can return to live with our Heavenly Father someday. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.